He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series, The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this series, we have been talking about his blessed life through various angles, looking at the attributes that he possessed, how he lived his blessed life, what actions did he do, what did he like, what did he dislike. And the reason we have been doing this is so that we can learn a bit more about him. No doubt all of us have heard the name Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. All of us have heard the titles, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was a great leader. We've heard so many great things about him. But how many of us actually know about him? How many of us actually know why he's referred to as Umar al-Thani, the second Umar? How many of us actually know why he is referred to as such a great leader? What actions did he do? What qualities did he possess for him to be remembered as such a great leader? Look, centuries upon centuries have passed since he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, physically passed away from this world, left this physical world. But even today, Muslims around the world remember his justice, his humbleness, and his blessed attributes, his blessed character. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the reason why we are doing this series is to learn more about him, to learn about these qualities and characteristics so that we can take lessons from them and benefit from them by applying them into our lives. It's mentioned the leader of the Hanbali school of thought, the great Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he said that when you see that a person has devotion towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he arranges the mention of his attributes and then he spreads them, this will only result in goodness for him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, with the intention of acting upon these words, to take blessings from these blessed words of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we are going through this series looking at the blessed life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, trying to understand and learn his attributes and trying to spread them as well. Inshallahul Kareem, in today's episode, we will look at a few characteristics which he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, possessed, which made him one of the greatest leaders that the Muslims have ever seen, that the world has ever seen. And those qualities and characteristics, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, are his humbleness. How humble he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was. How he looked after and was concerned and worried about those who were under his care and control, those who were dependent on him. How he cared for them, his sense of responsibility for them. And inshallah al-Kareem, by looking at these attributes of him, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we'll try to develop this passion within us, to develop these qualities and characteristics within ourselves too, so that we can follow in the blessed footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and so that we can gain an ounce of success which he attained in his blessed life. Now it's mentioned that when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he returned from the burial of Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he was so sad that people could see sadness on his face. You know, sometimes you're sad, but only you know you're sad. You can still fake a smile. You can still be in such a situation that people around you don't know that you're sad. But he was so sad that it was visible on his face. People around him could see that he was sad. And then his slave, the slave of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he asked Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that what's the reason that you're so sad? Why are you so sad? Now, it could be many, many reasons. There are many reasons why even us today, we get sad. Maybe somebody says something to us that upsets us and we get sad. Maybe something does something that upsets us. Maybe there's things which people do which are nothing to do with us, but still we get upset. Maybe we get upset over things which are not in our control. But there is always something which will upset all of us. Now, what is the thing that was upsetting Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and my dear viewers of Madani Channel? Whilst we're listening to what upset Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, what caused him to be so sad, I want us to bring into our minds and think, what are the things which upset us? What things happen in our lives or happen to us, or we think about them and we become sad? And I want us to compare and contrast that with the mentality and mindset of the great leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look what made him upset. And we'll compare and contrast that with our mindset and mentality. And if it matches, then brilliant. But if it doesn't, it's a point of reflection that maybe this is the reason why they were so successful in that era. And in particular, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, why he was so successful and why we are in the state that we are in today. It's mentioned that when he was asked, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he was asked, why are you so sad? What's the reason behind it? And he replied that, today if there's anyone in the world who is deserving of being sad, who has the right to feel sad, who has the right to feel aggrieved, it is me. It is me, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he carries on and he says, now remember, at this point he has now become the caliph. He has only just become the caliph. He is now the caliph of the Muslims. He's the leader of the Muslims. He is now Amirul Mu'mineen. He says, he carries on and he says, I want to fulfill the right of every deserving person before he demands it. This is what is causing me sadness. And not only do I want to fulfill it, I want to fulfill it before he demands it. Allahu Akbar. Just look at that mentality. He knows now he is going to be held accountable for everybody because he is the leader of everybody. He is the leader of the Muslims now. He is not only responsible for himself or his family or a few people now. He is responsible for every single person. And that worry, that thought that I am now responsible for them, I want to fulfill their rights. I want to give them their right. I want to fulfill what they deserve. I want to give them what they deserve before they expect it or before they demand it. Now reflect, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Is this something that would upset us? Would this thought ever cross our mind? Are those things which we thought about earlier on, which upset us, are they in line with this or not? Are there even anything remotely close to this or not? Or were they all selfish things? All things about ourselves, something which somebody had done to us or said to us, or harmed us in some sort of way, or we'd lost something. Is that what upset us? Was it for personal gain and benefit? A personal loss that we suffered, or a personal harm? Is that what upsets us? Or is it thoughts and things like this? It's a point for all of us to reflect on. And the second point to reflect on, look at the position Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he found himself in, he was now in. He had just become the caliph of the Muslims. He had just become the caliph of the time. The leader of the Muslims. The highest position you could hold within Islam at that time. To be the leader of the Muslims, to be the caliph. He had just gained this rank. What would we have felt like? Just think about when we are put into leadership positions. When we become managers or in management positions. Are we happy or sad? If we are promoted into a position which we have worked our lives for, or we are even deserving of, even if we didn't want it, but we are now in a position of authority and control, would we be happy or sad? No doubt everybody who is a manager, who has people under his control, who are dependent on him or her, that individual is responsible for all of those under his care or control. Or dependency. Now when we are put into those positions, do we have the mindset of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. No doubt, we will never be of that level that we are the caliphs, we are the leaders of the Muslims. But we will all be leaders, and we all are leaders in one way or another. We all have our own families. We all have those people who look up to us. In a sense, we are all leaders for them. We will be held to account because of them. We are responsible for them. If there is a father, he is responsible for those in his household. If you are in a situation where you are a manager and you have workers underneath you, you are responsible for fulfilling the rights and those things which the employees under you deserve. It is your responsibility and duty to fulfill those. Do we ever think about them? Do we ever think, are we wronging those who are under us in that sense? Or is there something that never crosses our mind? The way of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is to always worry about them and to give them those things which they deserve. And finally, just on this point, the third lesson or the third Madani pearl we can take from this sentence of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is that he wanted not only to give them what they deserve, but before they ask for it. We might be those that we want to give, or we do give, when our employees or those who are dependent under us, they ask for something or they need something or they deserve something. We give it, but we wait till they ask for it. Then we give it. The way of the pious, the way of the righteous, the way of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is to desire and want to give before being asked for it. To fulfill the rights of those who are under us or dependent upon us before they ask for it. May Allah Almighty allow us to understand the mentality and mindset of our pious predecessors, the mindset and mentality of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and to follow in his blessed footsteps. May Allah Almighty make us successful like he was as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when we are in these leadership positions, when we are in positions of control, when we are in positions of authority, where people look up to us, where people are dependent on us for their work. For example, children are dependent and look up to their parents. The parents are in control. There might be the odd occasion where the child doesn't listen to the parents, but in general cases, the parents are in positions of authority. They are in control. Employers, managers, they are in control and have authority over those employees who are under them, who work for them. And generally, we see that when we are in those positions of authority and control, we see that this type of arrogance builds up inside us. That I am better than you, that's why I'm above you, that's why I'm higher than you. Especially in workplaces, those places where employees or volunteers are under managers. When there is a hierarchy of authority within charities, within other offices, within workplaces, within teams, whatever it is within. Generally in life, you have that hierarchy where the manager or employer is at the top, and then under them is a manager, and under them, and under them, and under them, and then we go in that order, where there is always somebody above somebody else. And then when we get to that position where we have people who are under us, we are arrogant over them. We treat them like we're better than them. We treat them in a harsh manner. We don't ask them to do things. We tell them to do things. We don't treat them in the same way that we treat those who are above us. For example, if there is a manager, a middle-level manager, that he has managers above him and he has employees under him, you will see, the sad reality is, you will see a difference in the way that person talks to those who are under him and the way he talks and deals with those who are above him. When he talks and behaves with those who are above him, it will be in a respectful manner, it will be in a polite manner, it will be in a humble manner, because he knows that person has control and authority over him. In situations where it's related to work, he could finish that person's job, tell him, "We don't need you anymore," if that person is not obedient to him. But then and because of that fear, he is nice and humble. But when it comes the other way around, when he is the manager, when he is the one who has control over others, when he has authority over others, when others are dependent upon him, he is not that same nice and humble and soft-spoken individual. He is somebody who is harsh. And this is a general case. He is someone who is harsh. He talks rough. He is not lenient. And he is somebody who is difficult to deal with. The same individual is very easy to deal with when it is for people who are above him. But when it is people who are below him, he becomes difficult to deal with. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is that disease of arrogance within us, that we think of ourselves as better than others. When we are in those positions especially, we think of ourselves as better than others. Now let's look at the way and characteristic of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his mindset, how he was. Was he like this as well? Or was he something different? It's mentioned that at one point, he was going to leave from a place and he had just become the caliph. So the way it worked in those times was when an individual becomes the caliph, becomes the leader of the Muslims, when he's about to go to where he's going to stay, new animals, new rides are bought for him, which nobody else has ridden on before. And the caliph of that time, the one who is now the caliph, he rides on them before anybody else can ride on them. And in the same way, these animals, they were bought forward for Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala. They were brought for him. And he was told that these animals, they are for you, nobody has sat on them. They will take you to where you need to go. So please get on them, O leader of the Muslims. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, look, we already discussed how he had worry and fear for those who are under him, who are dependent on him. So he didn't want that. He was worried that there might be people who are poor, who don't have wealth, and I'm responsible for them. But I'm being given something which I don't need. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi looked at those animals and he said, I don't need them. I have my own mule. I have my own mode of transport. I'll just ride that. Why do I need that? Go and deposit it in Baytul Mal. I.e. that wealth which is used by the state to fulfill the affairs of the Muslim, like the governmental affairs, like the state affairs. Go and deposit it into there so that we can use it as a state. I don't need it personally. And that's what happened. And when it happened, people were kind of surprised and shocked that what's going on here? This isn't the way we're used to people dealing. We're not used to people behaving like this. We're not used to people refusing the ride which is given to the new caliph. We're used to seeing when people become in these positions of authority and power, they become overjoyed and happy at that power. But already, within moments, we're seeing, instead of being happy at becoming the leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he's sad. He's not happy that he has control over everyone. He's the leader of everyone. Firstly, he's sad that he is now responsible for everyone. He will be questioned about everyone. And now secondly, he's not happy that wealth is going to come to him because he's got this new position. Rather, he says he doesn't need it. And he gives it back to Baytul Mal. He donates it there. He says, go and give it there. I don't need it. Those who are needy will need it. We need to give it to them, those who are needy. Another individual, he came forward after Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had now decided to use his own animal, an old ride, the one that he had before. And that individual says, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, at least allow me to hold the reins of this animal. Allow me to walk in front of you with these reins so that people can see that you are the leader of the Muslims. I want to serve you. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, no. Why? I'm a normal Muslim like you. Why are you going to give me this protocol? This is the humbleness of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He's not a normal Muslim. He is the leader of the Muslims. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is the individual who is described as Umar al-Thani, the second Umar. He is the one who is described as spreading justice around the entire world. He is one of the greatest leaders Muslims have ever had. But look at how he describes himself. I am just a Muslim like you. I don't need any protocol. Treat me as a Muslim just like you. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a great lesson. This is a huge lesson for all of us from Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that no matter where you end up, no matter what you think you've achieved in life, no matter what position you have, no matter your status, your wealth, whatever you think you have, always, always remain humble. The quality and characteristic of a pious person is that of humbleness. Arrogance is the way of shaitan. Humbleness is the way of the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salam. Which way do we want to go? Who are we following? Are we the followers of shaitan? Or are we the followers of the blessed prophets, alayhim as-salam? The choice is ours. Do we want to follow the path of arrogance or the path of humbleness? Do we want to follow the path of the shaitan or the prophets, alayhim as-salam? Which one do we want to follow? In words, it's easy. In words, we will all say, we want to follow the way of the pious people. We want to follow the way of the prophets. We want to follow the way of the companions, of the tabi'een, of the awliya. But practically, it's a lot harder than that. Practically, we have to fight with ourselves in that sense. We have to struggle and strive. We have to adopt these characteristics of worrying about those who are under our control, of dependent, who are dependent upon us. We have to develop this mindset and characteristic of being humble. And not just in words, in actually being humble. And I'll give you an example. If I've become a scholar, I've studied the religion for a while, and I've got to that stage where I think I've graduated now and I've become a scholar, or I've gone into a different field and I'm now at the pinnacle of my field, and I'm something big in worldly sense, or in the eyes of people, I think I'm something big. But in front of people, I said, no, I'm just a humble servant, I'm just a humble slave, I'm just something low, I'm not something big. And in front of people, we say this, but in our heart, we actually think, I have to say this just so I don't come across as arrogant. But in your heart, you still think, but I'm better than you. For example, if you study for a few years, you might think, I'm humble, I don't know anything. When somebody asks us, we might respond like, I don't know anything. But inside, we're thinking, yeah, you don't even know how to do the you don't even know the fard of wudu. You don't even know how to read namaz properly. What kind of Muslim are you? I've studied for so long. Or you don't even know how to work out this. I'm qualified in this field. You don't even know this basics. And things like this, we might not say it. We might come across as humble. But the reality is, it's not how we come across what matters. It's how we are on the inside. We can come across as humble, but if the arrogance is still there inside, that is what matters. And from the lesson of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we can clearly see he was not just humble outwardly. Deep rooted inside him was this fear of becoming arrogant, and he stayed humble always. May Allah Almighty make us like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that we are not only humble on the outside, we don't just do actions for the people, we actually do them for Allah Almighty. We feel like this for Allah Almighty. And just like other actions we unfortunately do for the people, things like this which are internal, we manifest them externally for other people. The way we read namaz long when people are there and quickly when others are not there. What's the reason? Is it for people or for Allah? Why do we want our charity to be known? Why can't we give in secret? Is it because it's for the people and not Allah Almighty? The same way, why do we say words of humbleness? Why do we say words which show we are humble, but inwardly we are still arrogant? Is that humbleness for the sake of Allah Almighty, or is it just for the people? May Allah Almighty allow us to truly do actions for His sake and His sake only. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode, we've talked about two beautiful characteristics of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We talked about how he was fearful of those who were under his control, who were dependent upon him, and how he wanted to fulfill their rights. And he was fearful of not fulfilling their rights. He was fearful of being asked about not fulfilling their rights. And secondly, we talked about the humbleness of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's take these two qualities and characteristics away from today's episode and make this intention that we will follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and apply them in our lives, i.e. those who are under our control, those who are dependent upon us, those who look up to us, we will fulfill their needs, we will be good role models for them, and we will always, always remain humble. May Allah Almighty allow us to follow in the blessed footsteps of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.